Welcome to the Basically Famous podcast, where we're taking our notoriety to the mic and no topic is off limits. I'm your host, Wendy.
And I'm your host, Spencer. Each week, we talk about life's bullshit, our hot takes, and make one of you basically famous too.
Hello, friends. Welcome. Oh, that was nice.
That was sensual.
Oh my gosh. So my voice is like coming back, fully coming back, you know, because it's been raspy.
It sounds much better than it has.
Yeah. And yeah. It's been years. I don't know what's going on, but
it's been
many moons ago, y'all. Wow. That just caught me off guard. I told Spencer, I have some stuff I want to talk to her about. I mean, there's a lot going on. On the internets and in social media and well, that's internet and then on TV. So welcome in to Basically Famous. We know it's your favorite podcast, so no worries on telling us, but okay. First things first.
Oh, we're jumping like right in. Okay. I'm ready.
Yeah. First things first, Kristen Cavallari, her 24-year-old man, been dying to talk to you about
Ma'am.
Okay.
First of all, did you know who the Montana Boys were?
Boys prior? With a Z. No, I did not.
Okay.
Did you?
Sadly, I did. Okay. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of like Hype House. They're like these content houses, right? And they're typically reserved for, you know, children.
19-year-olds.
These are...
Wait, children, like literal?
Like
younger people, like 20-year-olds.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And these men are in their 20s.
24.
Like they're too old. Here's the thing.
They're too old for the content houses, but they're still babies compared to us.
Okay. Here's how I feel.
Okay.
Girl, get your man.
Get it in.
She is a grown ass woman. She has children. She is a businesswoman. She is assertive. She knows what she wants. She knows what she doesn't want. Go for it.
Mm-hmm.
If she's just having a good time, go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Lean all the way in.
Yeah.
But he makes my cooter so dry.
Yeah.
Not just him. He's actually very attractive.
He's
I get
cute.
It.
Yeah.
I totally get the appeal. What I don't get is the appeal and then participation in all of the charades.
Right.
All they do is they rotate like the same three country songs. I fuck the cameras.
Oh, really? Why don't they learn the words to the ones that they post? Because like most of them, they're not even doing good lip syncing.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like this, but it's the same thing. And they literally just, they get in a line and they rotate who's eye fucking themselves in the camera, half-assed lip syncing, and then they move on to the next guy. And then they all jump in at the end. It is, when I tell you,
it's so cringe.
One of the cringiest things ever. There is no other word to describe this.
Okay, this is the thing. I love Kristen. I still love Kristen. I've always loved her. I've talked about this for the last several years that we've had conversations. I love her so much. And when she posted that picture, I was like, she's trolling us. There's no way. Like, I thought maybe he was a model on her new, because I think
like
she said she was dropping.
Like how she did with Tyler Cameron.
Yes.
Like when they did that.
Well, she was actually like.
Well, yeah, now we know.
I mean, duh. But
I think it started as professional and then it, you know,
teetered over.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I listened to her podcast. I love her podcast. I love her. I don't know. And I was like, she's obviously trolling us. That's really funny because on her podcast, she's talked about dating and how she's, you know, wanting to find a good guy. And like she's having fun. I don't know that she's necessarily wanting to like just get married, but like she wants a guy that's like mature and like, you know. And then this homeboy hits the page. I didn't know who he was. And then I, of course, start reading about it. And I'm like, not the Montana Boys with a Z. That is just such a relevant piece of this for some reason for me. I don't know why.
No, it is the most critical piece.
I'm like,
of this revelation.
She always gives off these like cool girl vibes. And this is like nothing of that sort.
Mm-mm.
And I thought, no way. And then she has doubled down on her podcast. She's like, I'm going to talk about how he, you know, came about, he makes me happy, whatever. And I'm like, okay, so this is for real. And then the video and then the TikTok, she's country.
The TikTok.
Was like,
absolutely not.
Hey, Kev, what are you doing? What is you doing, girl? Like, this is not for real.
Somebody made a comment. I screamed. Somebody made a comment on one of their videos after that one. And the comment said, all I can picture is KCav as the mom from Mean Girls behind the camera rooting them on. And I was like,
That's literally
all, that's facts. She looks like she got lost on her way to her PTA meeting. Mm. And
listen, she is so hot. Like, she's so pretty. And again, totally exuberates cool girl. Like, she is such, she's like a snack.
She's always been that bitch.
But always. And that's what made her her. And then it was like, I get it. Like, he's fun. You're having fun, whatever. But what? This thing is like, it's seemingly more. And I'm just like waiting for her to be like, just kidding. We just had fun. Because I was like, oh, he's probably a model. And she's like teasing us for something. Hey, great. Love that for you. But no, like, this is like the guy I guess she's dating, but the comment section. So I was like, oh my gosh, she's showing her kids now on social media. That's so cute. And then I was like
screaming.
And then somebody was like, he was literally 4 when she was on Laguna Beach. I'm like, and I quit this algorithm. We're done with you. I don't know why you brought me here, but I'm done. I don't want the Montana boys on my timeline. I don't want the Montana boys on my algorithm. I don't want that. I want Kristen.
And they're on it.
And you know
they're
what?
All the time.
Listen, I'm not here to judge anybody. I am. Even though it's seemingly exactly what I'm doing is exactly what I'm doing. But I still love my girl. I hope she's happy. Have your fun. He's cute. The snap in the bio would turn me off and the Z on the end of boys would turn me off. But outside of that.
Wait, the snap in the bio?
Oh my God. He and his Instagram bio is like snap and it has his name. And people are like, that's all we needed to know about you, sir.
Oh my God, no.
So anyways, all right, cool. Let me check that off the list. Yeah, no. I really wanted to talk to you about this because I was just like,
what are we doing? I am all for her having fun. I think that like, do you girl, get it in. You deserve to have all of the fun because if the roles were reversed, right? If
it would be okay. That's right.
Nobody would think twice mm-hmm. about it. It is literally just the fact that he is a Montana boys. That I can't get.
No, it's I can't get on board with that. She's like our age, and I've never even been attracted to a guy my age. I don't want to date a 38-year-old. I mean, now it's different, but like when I was 24, I didn't want to date a 24-year-old. So when I'm 38, I don't want to date a 24-year-old. I've never saw a 24-year-old guy and be like, oh my God, he's so hot. He can be cute and good looking, but not in a, for me, not, I don't look at him and think, oh my God, yeah.
That doesn't even literally bother me. I could see it. I could see it for myself. I could live that journey. Old, young, it doesn't really matter for me. It is literally not about the age at all. That it's the Z for me. It's the Z for me. It is stupid. It is the content that they're putting out.
Oh my God. Don't even get me started. We're not even touching that. It is the content.
That's what I'm saying. That is the only thing that gives me the ick about the whole thing. And when I tell you it is a strong ick, it is a strong ick. Mm-mm. I felt the ick. Unfortunately, I knew who the Montana boys were before KCAS.
Unfortunately.
And I was like, this is so fucking weird and gross to me. Like, I can't.
Anybody that so lip syncs in a serious manner, that is like the ultimate trappy? Level, the Ooh. Ultimate level of cringe. And it happens so much now of these, it's a lot of dudes mostly. And they're like doing, they're like looking at themselves and licking their lips and doing a terrible lip syncing job. Terrible.
Well, and mind the sad you. Part is if you look in the comments, it's all a bunch of middle-aged women who are in unhappy marriages that are like getting their panties wet.
Maybe I'm broken because videos. To me that I just cannot imagine Gross. Lusting after a 24-year-old boy. I'd be like, ew, no, I want a man. I want a man's man. I do okay, not want take
the
slick hair, crusty chest. Like, no, you still have breast milk on your upper lip. Mr. Estes. What's his name? Mark Estes. What's his name?
Something like that. He is the hottest one out of the group, though. I will give him that.
Listen, I'm not saying he's not. He is good looking for sure. But like, so is Tyler Cameron.
He just brought home a report card.
He just graduated last year. That's all I'm saying. And the fact that you're in a trio that's not even like a boy band. Like, you're not even a boy band. You're what do they call themselves? Like, what is this called? Not a band. What are they? No,
and
the boys?
It's a content house. They literally live together. They're the Montana boys.
But like
boys.
Their group, what is this called besides the Montana boys?
I think that's just it. I think that's it. They're a content group. They're a content house.
The content but group?
It is like, it is a boy band. What a band, time to be alive. But more embarrassing.
But more, because they're not singing. They're lip syncing.
They're not even dancing. At least like in years past, there's been like groups of guys that like do dances together. Mm-hmm. Okay. At least they're doing that. These guys are literally just wearing their like rugged outdoor shit and looking at themselves in the camera. And then I'm telling you, look in the comments.
It's the lick of the lips on all. It's the same thing. There is literally a formula for these people. And they look down a little bit and turn.
They are known for a reason. They have a following for a reason. And that is really the concern here. We need to be doing wellness checks on all the middle-aged women.
Sound off in the comments and check on these people. They're not well.
Yeah.
Tag their husbands so they can see what they're doing.
Absolutely. I think
this is where your wife
idea.
Is spending her time on this.
I was scrolling.
It's the new day Karen. She's not bitching at Walmart people anymore. She's over here lusting after the Montana boys.
Yeah, reading her smut. And beating her bean to the Montana boys.
Not even reading her smut. She's just watching it. Wow.
I can't. But okay. You know what? Good for you, K-Cav. Get it in.
Hey, listen. I still love my girl.
If she's not getting the ick.
But
if she's not getting the ick, she's not getting the ick. You know? It couldn't be me, but good for her.
Couldn't be me. Love. I still love her. I still love her. It is what it is. Okay. Yeah.
Her kids were probably looking for an older sibling, so.
It's fine. They're like, Mommy, is that my stepbrother? When are we going to meet his daddy? He is y'all daddy. Oh, she might be the age of his daddy.
Also, what's a 24-year-old want with a 37-year-old mom of three? Divorce.
Okay, see, also that's my thing too, because she does talk about not wanting to support someone's lifestyle. And she said that on her podcast. Baby girl, I have a feeling you about to be supporting his lifestyle.
I don't know.
We have so many questions.
I have many.
Kristen, love mm-hmm. you. And if this is your main squeeze, get your juice. If life hands you a Montana boy.
Yeah. You know Jay is out there feeling real good about himself.
He's dating him a new girl, wasn't he, at one point? Is he still with her? Whatever.
I don't know.
Anyways. Okay, next up on my list. This is taking up entirely too much mental space for me.
Okay.
Kate Middleton. What is happening? Because the way that this has had a chokehold on me the last week, and me and a client keep sending each other theories. What's going on? Because let me tell you something. Something ain't right.
Something's fishy.
I have read, when I tell you, I have read every single theory under the sun. I've read them all. I typed in a search bar in TikTok, theories of Kate Middleton. I've typed in, where is she? All of this. And I have read ones that I believe them, and I've read some that I'm like, what's going on? And my thing is, like, I understand that, like, the queen is just rolling over because she was such a private person. She was a private girly, your majesty or whatever. And
your majesty or whatever. The disrespect.
Okay, your highness. But I need to understand, okay, we live in a time that you can't be private anymore, right? Like, people can report real time so much.
Not once upon a time.
Right. She didn't have Instagram. So she didn't grow up like needing to talk and expose and talk about stuff. And oh my God, imagine her like RBF and her selfies that she would have had back in the day, because homegirl didn't smile.
No.
And I feel like they've had to kind of like evolve with technology and in the way that reports are running now, because the tabloids used to run England. That was like their gospel.
Well, they still do. Actually, have you watched the documentary with Harry?
Oh, yeah.
Harry.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they talk about that, right? Like,
yeah.
We here in America, we treat tabloids as like trash. It's fodder, right?
And then checkout, we're like, oh my God, get your big bubble and call it a day. Don't even look at that.
Yeah, nobody pays attention to it. Everybody automatically knows tabloids like that are trash. It's not true. It's clickbait.
Do they
whatever.
Run the same tabloids here that they do there? Because sometimes it's like, it would be like Roseanne Barr, and it would have her face peeling off, and it was an alien underneath with a zipper.
No, it's different.
Okay.
But the tabloids there are...
They're catfish.
It is different, but it's... Because it's not obviously like that, like so outlandish and crazy.
I'm like, who's believing this?
But they're similar in...
They believe it. It is the gospel.
Yes, it is a thing. But he talked about...
And they also have their own tabloid press people for each person assigned to them, which is wild.
And he talked about how it has been really difficult for the firm and the family to like navigate the differences in publicity with the internet and social media, because this is the first time they've really had to navigate instant access to things and like not being in 100% control of the information that gets
out.
But
people now too, and this is what I was telling a client, this is the thing. People, and I will never be able to understand this, neither will you, and neither probably will anybody listening. I will never have the time in the day to have me a whole ass timeline on when they saw Kate on December 23rd and have it meticulously to the day and the hour like these people do. The internet is a wild place. Scary for sure, but also very good. And I'm like, these people now can comb through and know every single thing.
Yes.
Also, that was not her in the car of her mom with her mom the other day, I don't think. Does not look like her.
I don't know and what you're talking about.
They posted a picture of her spotted out driving in the car with her mom. It was either Pippa or that was not her.
I had heard that people were speculating that like Pippa was kind of like
being the dummy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like,
because it was not Kate. I zoomed in.
So I haven't really allowed myself to dive in. Mm. I haven't had the time.
Splash.
But I am definitely intrigued. One of the theories that I heard recently, which I think is probably very plausible, especially given how we know they're so super private. One of the theories is that they were trying for a fourth and she had like a medical emergency, maybe an emergency, like a miscarriage.
Yeah, something happened.
So the theory that I was reading was that they were trying for a fourth. They hadn't announced the pregnancy yet and she was miscarrying, something happened, she needed a hysterectomy, and she's been like recovering from that, and I think that is probably plausible and also would make sense for the amount of time that
she, like, maybe it's more of a therapeutic time off, not necessarily a recovery so much.
Well, but I mean, I have never had a hysterectomy. I don't know how.
Hey, listen, much you're up moving and grooving like not long after. Nowadays, I mean, you can get your boobs done and literally go out and point at the sky. And they used to be like, you can't lift your arms above, whatever. I don't know.
Well, because that's another theory that I've seen a lot of. The people are like, oh, well, maybe she had a mommy makeover. And I'm like, okay, but even if she did,
what was she going to make over? She didn't have anything to make over.
I'm sure she did. Just she all looked great. Covered in girdles and clothes and stuff. I'm just saying, like, but I mean, even, yes, but that doesn't, unless there were major complications, that doesn't really seem plausible to me.
Well, okay. So I have read the hysterectomy stuff. I've read all the ones that I've heard that they all, to me, could be. Like, they're not that crazy. There has been some crazy ones. Okay. So remember the end of last year, they were like, oh my gosh, William has been having an affair. And they, I forget the girl.
Yes.
And they were like, but Kate's good with it. And then she wasn't. And one of the theories is that she was going to leave him. And the royal family was like, no, you can't, because now Charles is sick with cancer. And I think his is a little bit more further advanced than what they're leading on, because they are very private, but they had to like come out and say, whatever, he's old, he is not going to live as long as his mama. And before we even get any further, it will never be Queen Camilla. It will never be Princess Camilla or whatever. She will always be the other woman. It will be Princess Diana, because she was the queen. And I'm not even obsessed with the royal family. I find it very intriguing and interesting. But Diana, yes, ma'am. She was it.
I agree. I do have a hot take. I do agree with you.
You like Camilla?
I don't like Camilla. However, I do empathize a little bit with Camilla. Not empathize, sympathize.
Okay.
Because
she's ugly and Diana wasn't?
Basically. No, because that, they were in love. Totally. Charles was never in love with Diana. Mm-hmm.
They made him get married, I know.
Right. They forced his hand. That Camilla was always number one.
Yeah.
Camilla was always the one. And I think, and they waited a long time after they did get together to get married. Mm-hmm. So I feel bad for Camilla, because that should have been her man all along.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And she's gotten endless amounts of shit and hate over the years for being the other woman and not being Diana.
Not being respectful of like their marriage or whatever.
Right. Diana was, you know, nobody
could. The chosen one.
Correct.
Yeah.
Like, that's got to be like a real hard thing to live. And she still stuck it out and like took it. Because she
stuck it out. No, she was sneaking around. She didn't stick anything out. She was sneaking in the bushes and Buckingham Palace.
I'm saying all these years, though, of all the hate and
she
shit.
She really waited for him?
I'm just saying she could have walked away and been like, I can't do this anymore. You can't tell me she's had a good quality of life. I don't think anybody in the royals like really does, but, you know.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I do agree. Diana,
listen, my girl, you make good points, but this is the thing. He is a whole ass king. King Charles.
Yeah.
Isn't that a dog? King Charles Spaniels?
Yeah, it's like a thing. King Charles Spaniel.
Oh my
King
God, he is such a dog. And he has that wave in his hair too, like they do. Stop it. Was it named after him? No. Okay. He was going to be the king. And if they tell you, just like Queen Elizabeth lived out some BS her whole years, that's why she don't ever smile. Bless her heart. Rest in peace. Really. I mean, she had to really eat crow and got thrown a lot. Like, I couldn't even balance a checkbook at 19.
I was going to say, she also like got the responsibility of being the queen of
England. And we were being hungover, laid up in the bed, can't even go to work. And she's out here quite literally running the country.
Loses her father at a young age and then has to be the ruler.
Be a queen.
For her whole damn life?
She had to be a queen.
Yeah.
That's a tough job, I could imagine. I mean, I know it's a tough job being the queen. But when you're in that situation, yes, it's unfortunate. And he was in love. And listen, nobody should like stop true love. Look at Kristen, you know, not to bring it back to her. But this is my thing. That is unfortunately where they put you. They are telling you you're going to do this and you're going to do that and you have to do it. And same thing what he did with his kids. Like, there were still rules he put in place. Like, that's what it is. However, Camilla was always the other woman and she should have walked away. She should have walked away. She didn't. And you know what? Fine. Kudos to her. She stayed. It's obvious she had a hard life. I'm feeling extra spicy. But anyway, not even... Okay. So anyway, they're saying that she can't leave him because they're going to think we just edited that, but that's actually my brain. They're like, wow, you didn't do a good job editing. And we're back. We're landing the plane. But they're saying that Kate wanted to leave. And they're like, no, because Charles is sick and he's obviously not going to be here for a long time. So y'all are going to have to take over and we need a queen. I mean, I'm sure somebody else will step in. But so that's one theory.
I'm sure he's got a line of suitors.
And that might be why he's in the situation. Maybe he had a suitor.
Bald ass head.
Right. Oh my God. So that was one that I was like, okay, that could be it because apparently he was like his dad but and did the little run around.
Why would they have her in hiding?
Well, listen.
Okay.
Okay. So that was that was one theory. And think about how dirty they did Diana, you know?
I mean, they murdered her.
Exactly. Why would they have her in hiding? Because look what they did to Diana. They are corrupt when it comes to it, right? So that could be one reason. I'm not even saying I believe that. Another one is that she, you know, had some type of like a surgical plastic surgery, whatever, and had the mommy makeover. That's one. Another one is that she was sick and she really did go in for an abdominal surgery and they found out she had like something more serious, like a cancer or something like that. Because obviously it wasn't planned enough out where William would have committed and had to go back on not being able to do certain things. And he was committed to certain obligations. He was like, yeah, I'm going to do it. And maybe she went in for a routine surgery and they're like, oh girl, you're eat up with whatever. And she's sick. And now he's having to step away from some of those. I don't know. That could also make sense to me. There are so many.
Yeah.
The whole Photoshop thing for Mother's Day yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
When I zoomed in on this picture.
It's bad.
I was like, A, that was you 10 years ago. Like, she looked very different to me. And I think she's a beautiful person now and then. Like, I think she's always been beautiful. Class act. But
she looks her age.
Totally looks her age. Thank God, because, like, save some for the rest of us. Give us a little self-esteem. I mean, she was perfect. But the photoshopped photo yesterday, she looked much more, like, youthful. And I don't mean that in a mean way. It just did not look like her current photos of her. And then the fact that her hands were blurry and her silhouette didn't match the photo. And you have photographers also, now piecing this apart and they're like, this is not.
It's March. It's winter over there.
Right.
She's got
the trees green are green
trees behind her.
Not today, Kat. So then of course, you know, she makes a statement. All this to say, all I need is for somebody to take one for the team, leak out some information. Forget HIPAA. Forget Pippa. That was her in the car. Tell me what she did. FaceTime us from the palace. FaceTime us. Get her to hold up a sign that says, today is such and such.
The newspaper.
I want to know. Because you're not okay. I need somebody to do this.
Yeah.
Send us a photo. Somebody in the hospital. Who cares? You're not even going to need your job if you leak it. We're all going to pay you for the story. Get a couple photos of her medical records. Say what she had done. It's super easy. It's like, simple. I need to know this. It's taken up too much of my brain power. And I'm over wondering. I hope she's okay because I love her. And William better not be doing her dirty. But what's going on?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's definitely probably something medical. It's just because also, he's missed engagements like last minute, which is just
I'm saying it turned into something more severe.
Not something that royals do.
And wasn't she signed up or signed up like the sign up sheet? Wasn't she obligated to certain engagements that they've also retracted from her at this point because it took longer?
Her, I don't know about. I did hear though that recently there was a couple things that he was supposed to go and speak at.
Yeah, and he stopped. And he didn't go to one of the funerals of.
Yeah. Yeah. And then last minute didn't. So
I don't know.
There's definitely something weird going on, but it's like, I almost feel like they're doing themselves a disservice by being Once upon a time, you could get away with being secretive.
Not anymore.
But you can't anymore. And I'm not saying they have to like spill the beans and give us every detail. No,
we are not deserved of every detail. But I saw something today and it was so true.
They are public servants. And so
people want to know.
And guess what? Their money is the people's money. Like that is how they live their life.
That's who pays you. You owe your people stuff.
Yeah. I feel like you don't. They owe us, of course.
Should we just get them on the podcast?
Probably.
Call Spencer. Are you hooked up to Bluetooth?
Yeah.
Give them a call. Ring. Hello.
But like, really though, in this day and age, you can't get away with withholding any and all information. If the even if they said, "Hey, you know, princess,"
they would say hello,
hello, hey. Like the princess is going through something medical; it's serious, but she'll be fine, and everything will be addressed once she is on the other side of it.
Yeah.
I think people, of course, would still speculate.
But it'd be less.
You wouldn't have all the like nefarious theories. Yes. And like, I mean, people are getting real cockamamie with these
ideas. That's what I'm saying. Today I saw a thing that was like, if they would just release the photo that was like misphotoshopped or whatever, kind of nip something as quickly as possible and don't breathe any more life into it, it's going to go away faster. But it's like, it keeps being breadcrumbed into like something more bizarre, and it's bizarre on their side, and then you have us, the us's, the me's, I am the problem, that's like, oh nope, this is probably what it is. You get these little theories of stuff and then it just escalates and escalates, and now here we are on Mother's Day with a Photoshop bad photo. And did we see her say that? No.
And here's the thing about the photo too, the firm has so many eyeballs on everything. They are so meticulous and methodical with every piece of information, every photo that they release, and like down to what cufflinks somebody is wearing, like every single detail,
they don't miss a beat.
Minuscule piece of their lives is planned and orchestrated. How are they releasing a photo like that? It had to get out because the firm approved it. So that was the other thing that I was reading, is that people were speculating that it was intentionally released to get people talking, because otherwise you wouldn't miss the detail that she's not wearing her ring. You wouldn't miss the photoshopping detail. Like it's too obvious. It's
so bad. Yeah.
For it to be unintentional.
And also she's sick right now and she's playing on Photoshop. Like get out of here with that. You are not.
It's weird.
It just, if I were her and if and I really was recovering, I swear to God, I would be like, call them. I want trumpets. I want a crown. I want all the things. And I was standing on that little balcony that they're always on. Yeah. I'd be like, I'm fine. Y'all need to chill out. I will be back in a little bit. Leave me alone or whatever. And I would be like, that would be that. Mic drop. And then just be like, peace. Leave me alone and move on. But I agree. It's like all these theories just.
You're the firm's worst nightmare.
Truly, for many reasons. A, I don't know how to curtsy. I'd probably pull the damn glove off the queen or whatever, you know. But either way, they would never allow me in there. They'd be like, no. But if I ever went there and met them, pinky immediately raised all the time. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't even talk to anybody. I just have my pinky up all the time. But I was there.
Yeah.
I told a client today, you let me do a 23andMe and get a little bit of a bloodline from her. You let me find out that I have royalty in my blood. I will be going up to Buckingham Palace and be like, that's my cousin. And I'll be like, I'll be like, do you see my pinky up? Clearly I'm royalty. Let me in. She is my 692nd fifth cousin. Let me in these gates.
I need to check on her.
I've been known to jump a fence like Pilot Pete. Didn't he do that? When that pilot? No, Colton.
No, that was Colton.
That was Colton. Me and Colton are going to head to the pearly gates.
Yeah. Running away from all the women.
Oh, it makes so much sense. He's gay.
Literally.
The writing was on the wall.
The fact,
how did I miss that?
This is totally, like the fact that we had our first gay bachelor and we didn't even get the privilege of having a gay bachelor.
Because he was sneaky about it. A little stinker.
But like, I'm pissed.
Me too.
You took that away from us.
You took that. That's so messed up, Colton. Oh God. Well, if anyone has any more theories, I love hearing them. And I am knee deep in this rabbit hole. Like I said, I've read everyone. My interest is peaked top tier. Like I need to know.
It's this is my royal me input. That really gets on these like tangents. So I'm obsessing. Loving that it's you.
And listen, I know I sound like a crazy stalker. I'm really not a royal. I don't keep up with like all their stuff. But this type of stuff, it's very interesting to me. And the Princess Diana thing, I really loved her. So I was like mesmerized by her story and all of that. But this is top tier for me because I'm like, wow, this something shady is going on. And listen, where there's smoke, there's fire. And where there's drama, we are lurking.
Something weird is going on.
Something weird.
I think we can all agree on that.
Yep. Okay. All right. Finally. Oh, sorry.
Well, we've got to talk about Love is Blind.
That's what I'm going to say.
But before we get into that, we should do our spotlight moment.
Oh my God. I asked you earlier if you had one because I had a bunch to talk about. And you're like, oh no, we can just do that then.
But then I said, oh, I do. I have one.
Oh my God. Well,
I didn't think we did, but we did. So,
okay.
It was okay. Just submitted earlier.
Ooh, lay it on me.
Okay. So, hold on. Okay. She says, okay, ladies. So to start, I don't consider myself old. I'm 32, but now I have sort of fallen into the mid-range when it comes to age at my workplace. We obviously have lots of people close to retirement age, but because of that, we have a ton of new hires who are in their early to mid-20s. I sort of gravitated towards the, quote, young moms. I don't have children, but the moms are all in their mid-30s and early 40s because I just feel like I have more in common with them. But right now, my small team that I'm part of has mostly the young people in that early 20s age group. They spend a lot of time chatting, giggling, sending each other silly memes, drawing funny pictures to each other, etc. Although I definitely am young enough to get most of the references and I can enjoy banter with them, I feel like they gravitate towards each other and leave me out. Now, I don't think this is on purpose or that they're excluding me intentionally. I think I'm just realizing I might come off as more mature and maybe they don't think that I want to be a part of their inside jokes. I feel really dumb as I write this, but it's the first time I kind of feel like I'm no longer part of the younger work club. Ha ha. I'm fine with it. It's just weird. I'm also feeling a little jealous that I'm not always in the know with their jokes and stuff. Do either of you have any thoughts or similar experiences? How do you navigate that?
I mean, yeah, I think that's part of life, like in new friends. Like when I first moved to Florida, I had one friend that introduced me to all her friends and it took a little time, but then I like integrated and started learning the jokes, but it is hard. I think everyone craves that like friendship and we've all been the new person. Yeah. And there's nothing better than the feeling of comfortability in a friendship and inside jokes. It feels good. Like when I'm hanging out with my friends and you can look around and you have all these jokes and memories, it's fun to reminisce. So from an outsider looking in, of course that feels like not great, but over time you'll get in, you know, you'll fall into that too. And then you'll start making the memories and having those jokes. But I don't know. I think it's hard. And also being in like a weird transitional age period where you're like not the quote young one, because I get that. Like when you're like,
right, you're not like the fresh blood coming in.
Yeah, you're not out every weekend probably because we can't. We're tired. But then if you're not quite like
we're retired from our party girl.
I mean, but you know what I'm saying? It's like when you don't have that space, so to speak, you fit in with them. But over time, you'll get the friendship piece of it. It's just you know, don't. I mean, I think that's normal to feel like that. I definitely feel like that. Even now with certain things still.
Yeah. I was going to say like my job is definitely kind of like that, you know, mm-hmm. that I have a lot of people that work underneath me that are all younger than me. Mm-hmm. And I have some people that work underneath me that are closer to my age and my relationship with them is definitely different mm-hmm. than the people that work underneath me that are, you know, 10 plus years younger than me. But it's also the same way going up, right? Like people that are mm-hmm. in my same like level that are my age, like I have a different relationship with them than mm-hmm. I do the people that are older. And I think that's just normal. Yeah. And unfortunately, I don't think there's a way really to like get around that.
That's what I'm saying. It's part of everyday life all the time.
You know the, I mean, if you said you know the references, you know what they're talking
just
about.
Just laugh.
Just incorporate. My God. Do that.
You're hilarious.
But I mean, don't be afraid to like partake in the conversations and that. But also like just take solace in the fact that like you guys are not making the same amount of money.
You're rich.
I'm just saying.
No, I just knocked Maggie. I didn't mean to. I have clients literally on a daily basis. Like I have 75-year-old, a couple of them, and I have 20-year-olds. I have 14-year-olds.
Yeah.
And the 14-year-olds keep me young. And it is, like you said, it's a great point. Like it's a very different conversation that I have with each person in my room. Everyone's going through a totally different walk of life, mm-hmm. but you better believe I'm gonna insert myself right in that moment.
You're also 32. Like you're not so much older than these people that I think. If you are spending more of your time typically with the people that are in their like 30s and 40s, you're probably taking on some of that older energy too and not realizing it. Like you're still quite young and you're probably closer in their age than you are some of the older people that you say you're like friendly
and
with.
Age doesn't even matter. Like it really, look at, listen, Christian, just go date a 24-year-old.
Hello.
Watch the Montana Boys and then go to work tomorrow and report back and be like, yo, have you heard of the Montana Boys?
Yeah. Position yourself as like the cool older sister, right? Like the influencers are doing that. So they just be your role in the workplace.
And again, cool age doesn't even matter. You can be cool no matter what age you are. Like I do believe that. Oh my God. There are people that are 45 and I'm like, if I'm even half as cool as you at that age, like some people have that it factor. I know that sounds super corny, but you know what I'm saying? Like some people just are cool people. Girl, be that cool person.
I wish we had different advice for you, but I think that's it.
I mean, we feel you. We're there sometimes.
Oh, I definitely feel that way. I mean, even not even like my corporate job, but also just in like podcasting, influencing, whatever. I'm like, am I too old for this?
Oh my God. Don't even get me started. Cause last night when I was texting you, I was down that. I was like, I got to quit. I got to close the shop. I got to close the doors to my Instagram.
And then I see people significantly older than me doing it. And I'm like, okay, I'm fine.
You're fine. We're fine.
Everybody's fine.
You're doing great, sweetie.
Yeah.
No, girl, you're good. Just be cool.
You're the cool older sister. Just don't be afraid. Just dive right in there. Get in the conversations. Send a meme. Start a group chat, including yourself, and start sending them funny shit.
That's right. Just don't wear tankinis at the beach.
Correct.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Love is blind.
Yes.
We're getting into it. All right. So obviously, if you haven't watched, which I can't imagine why you haven't, Love is Blind. Wow. Okay. It's not, but it is. Maggie.
I'm going to need your dog to stop assaulting me.
She is literally Maggie is literally pulling Spencer's shirt away from her neck.
Hey, why are you doing that?
I feel like this season, and again, Charlotte, you know, is really turning up for North Carolina and giving us just a big old impact.
We said we wanted drama. We wanted a good season. And they delivered.
It delivered. So when the last time that you and I talked, I think I was at like episode 3.
You were so far early. Behind.
So I have now watched obviously the whole season and then I went back to watch. Do you ever go back and watch and then pick up on behaviors?
Uh-huh.
When I tell you, sorry, I had to pee. And I told Spencer, y'all are going to think I'm on drugs. I'm not. I just have a lot to say this episode. Okay, so I went back and watched because when you and I were talking about it, you know, you're like, oh, it's gonna be spoilers. Yeah. Honest to God, I didn't even know people's names that much. Or when I watched, I was like, oh, Spencer already told me. I couldn't even remember who had the relationship, who broke the engagement.
Well, because everybody did. It was crazy.
Right. But I'm saying like, I didn't remember name for name. So when I went back and watched it again and started seeing like personality stuff after social media and watching it, I was like, oh my God. Okay, so let's do the couples.
So let's go, couple by couple and share our thoughts.
Okay.
So let's start with Kenneth and Brittany.
Absolutely love Brittany.
Yes.
Ken, I think you like men.
Well, and according to his cousin on Facebook, that is true.
And that, listen, I don't care. That's fine. You do you. But also, I feel like, bless her heart, my girl went in. What, do you have a preference of what? She was so excited to get that apartment unpacked. Poor baby girl. I love her, actually. And she was like, do you have a preference? She was so excited. And when he looked at that phone and was buried, sir, you are a middle school principal. And I'm not here to like kick anyone's career. But like, they're putting boogers on the wall in the playground. Handle it when you get back. Like, what is he doing? That was so disrespectful.
No.
And rude. I was like, and
I get very, I can't decide if I think they were editing to make his phone usage look out of control.
Or if it really was.
Or if it really was. Here's my thing.
I hope they edited that because that was an extreme.
Oh, it was crazy. Totally.
It has to be some part of that.
He was completely disconnected. But here's the thing, and I've heard a few people mention this talking about the show.
Okay.
But not as many as I would have thought. Kenneth did a 180 after AD talked to him and said, "But do you think she can raise your black babies?" And I'm telling you,
okay.
He has never been with a white woman. Right. He talked about that. He did say that.
Yep.
She has been with other black men. Mm-hmm. So like she's
been used to it.
She understands the dynamics, the nuances, whatever. Mm-hmm. She was fine with that.
Yeah.
He's never been with a white woman. He was apprehensive about being with a white woman after he talked to AD, and AD planted those seeds. There are things I love about AD. We'll get to her, but I think she is messy, messy, messy. And I think she knew what she was doing. Uh-huh. By planting seeds of doubt about
Brittany. But why? What would she get out of that?
She's not going to get anything out of it. She's just a messy person. Oh,
okay. Because I was like, all right, so.
I agree with
what you're saying. And he did say, like, I've never been with a white woman before. I think that bothered him. But I also think, and listen, again, I think it's because he doesn't really like women. I think that was the mental block.
Maybe
he's trying, or maybe he's not. Maybe it's both. Maybe he likes men or women. It depends on the person,
right?
Which is also fine. Do you? But I feel like she really, there was only a few people that I thought went on this season for genuine love. And one of them was her.
Agreed.
And I thought, well, damn, she really went in from what it looked like to really find love and to really prove that love is blind, because she seemed like she genuinely felt the things that she said. And because sometimes people are very performative.
He did too, in all fairness.
I know. And when they saw each other, he was like, oh God, she's beautiful.
It wasn't until that conversation that you saw a major shift. And you can't even say, oh, it was just when they got home, because it wasn't.
Yeah.
Do you remember that awkward ass boat ride they went on?
Yeah.
That was after the conversation with AD. And again, like, maybe it's just editing, but just from the viewer's point of view, that's the only thing we can speak to is what we've seen on TV.
Oh, for sure. And how they present it to us. Yeah.
He was a different person after AD talked to him on the beach.
Yeah.
After that, it was like he had so much doubt in his mind, he couldn't work past it. So regardless of whether or not he's like into women, whatever, I believed him. The charade was going.
Oh, for sure. He definitely
couldn't do it after that.
Yeah. When they first saw each other, because I love that moment. That's almost like the bride walking down the aisle, right? When they first see each other, it's a very unique situation in itself based on the fact that they do get to know each other and then they see each other. I think that's a really cool piece of the experiment. Mm-hmm. And he definitely was like, ooh, like he was mesmerized by her. She was beautiful.
She's gorgeous.
For sure. And they had a very sweet chemistry. They obviously hit it off in the pods and had conversations that we never saw. So no, I totally believed that part of it. And then it was just, it unraveled. And like you said, I guess I didn't pay attention as much to that particular part. But yes, I mean, it was a very quick shift for him because it was like he was all in and then he wasn't. And just, I remember watching and being like, she was so excited to move in and like super accommodating. Like, she's one of those women from what we've seen that would like overly accommodate her man and make sure he's taken care of.
Bend over backwards.
Yes. And that would be any man's dream. And he was so uninterested. And I just got the most ick from that situation. I was like, you're so buried in your phone. I don't care what job you have. It is not that important. And I... honest to God, would hope at this point it's editing. Like, you would have to think some of that was editing, because if it wasn't, if I were her, I would have literally been like, you know what? I'm actually just going to put all my stuff at my house and leave. And he would have never known because the way that he was obsessed with that phone.
Yeah. Because also, and the other thing I wanted to point out is just in the personality shift with him is when they first meet all the other couples on the beach, she's talking to them about how attentive he is. Mm. He's pulling out her slippers for her. He's putting out her shoes. He's helping her do things. This is a person who was really, like, for lack of a better word, infatuated with his partner and acts of service coming out the wazoo to then go to such a polar major opposite. It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. But it does make you wonder if it was that conversation, like you said, with AD, or if that just planted the seed of more. It just got him on the lifestyle of what it's going to be, like what it would really look like, and kind of magnifying all the things that come along with an interracial couple. Why can I not say that?
Yeah. I would never say it's 100% AD's fault that they broke up. Absolutely not. However, that conversation happened. I fully believe it planted the seeds of doubt in his head, and that was it. I think he just got really in his head. And also, who did he call? Who was this friend that was like expecting his call? Right.
I know. After
they broke up, and he was, you want to talk about gaslighting? She is pouring her heart out, talking about how she doesn't feel a sexual drive towards you. Probably because you don't show her a lick of
at all
affection or attention.
But cut it off, obviously, which is even more confusing.
And you're going to gaslight her and be like, well, that's on you. That's how you feel. Mm-hmm. Really, sir? Mm-mm. Really? That's how I feel? Because look at what you're giving me.
Right, anyways, your actions.
Robbie and I went from thinking of all the couples, they were the only surefire, not a doubt in our minds. To then getting out of the, away from the pods and away from the honeymoon trip or whatever they call it.
Yeah.
To be like, what?
Yeah.
To being the first couple done. It was shocking.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Anyways, I agree. He's the worst. I don't care what his reasoning is. I hate him.
Yep. Agreed. Love her. Hate him. Over him.
Okay. Well, let's just move into AD and Clay since we're talking about them.
All right. So...
There's a lot to unpack.
There is, because when I tell you I absolutely love AD, I don't find her messy. So I'm super interested to hear that conversation with you. But I love her and I loved him. And let me tell y'all something. Their moms, both of their moms, I was like, yes and yes. Both of their moms, I just love. They were so well spoken. Their knowledge, their experience. I loved all of what they were saying, and they made so much sense. And I also loved that they both were like, you're not going to let my mistakes and our past we raise you define you. And that is so important, I think, for kids to understand. You don't blame your parents for everything. I'm not saying you're not a product of what you're raised in, but it doesn't have to be a crutch. And both of their parents were like, you're not his dad. He's a whole different thing. But the moms were like, no, but separately, they were like, you're not going to let our mistakes define who you are in your relationships. You're going to grow from them. And it doesn't need to be like that. And I was like, not them carrying the weight of this whole freaking season. Oh, like
both
fire Vanessa,
both moms, but particularly his mom.
Yeah. She was amazing.
And she had the most emotionally intelligent women.
That's what I know.
I was really like blown away by the scene at the end between
the wedding,
his mom and his dad.
And when she burned him so savage, but so quick.
You didn't take care of me.
He said he needs to find someone like you. She said, yeah, but you wasn't good to me. I watched that multiple times because I said, yes, ma'am.
Yep. She said, you found me, but you wasn't good to me.
And I was like, yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Because you don't let someone like that continue to walk over you. And I love that she was like, I forgive you and it is what it is. But we are not going to let our kids pay and feel this way for what you, girl.
The scene with his dad talking to him was really, really hard to watch.
It was horrible.
If you don't have a narcissistic parent,
you won't get it. It's not even a parent, not a narcissistic parent. If you've never had someone close to you that you've realized was a narcissist, you won't get it. But I know people.
True. I think that when it's a parent, it's another level though, because there's a different dynamics to that relationship. But yeah. I do agree. If you've never had a narcissist close to you, but to have a parent, you could tell in the body language, in the mannerisms, the way Clay was like giggling and nodding his head.
He wants his dad's acceptance so bad.
It's painful to watch.
So sad to watch a child, your own child, still at his age, fight for you to basically say that you're proud, that you want him, that feeds you all this complimentary stuff because you robbed him, obviously, and he watched you do what you did to his mom. And then when his mom said, there were so many things that I didn't know about this until this experiment that were hurtful. If people could not see through the dad when he was talking, like you said, how he turned it all, that is so bottom of the barrel to me to do that.
Like Clay, like, and a lot of people missed it. And I caught it when I watched it the second time, because I also went back and watched it. But he was surprised that his dad was there. He was not expecting his dad to be present for the wedding. So not only did his dad show up, and I said within 15 seconds, I said, he's looking for his camera time because he came in unexpected
with some word salad. And he,
word salad. He immediately starts talking about his achievements, his accolades.
Oh yeah, he was shining. Like, this is not the place, buddy.
And you could see Clay was like, like literally craving some sort of acknowledgement about how he was proud of Clay, Clay's achievements, Clay making his way through this experiment.
No, it's finding, all about his dad.
Finding a marriage. And it was like, no, no, this is dad's time to talk about everything that dad's accomplished and dad can do.
Meanwhile,
and
your kid can't even commit to a good person because of you.
Right.
Let's not forget that. Meanwhile, your kid can't even get past, and that's what his mom called him out on. I loved his mom. She was like, he has carried the weight of this on his back for so long. And this is why he's here. This is why he can't commit to her.
Yep.
This is why he can't get married. This is why he can't. Good for her for calling him out on that. Because a lot of people would fall into the like gaslighting narcissism of somebody else. And no, she, like you said, she is so emotionally mature and sound in herself and has identified the problem, so to speak, of like what he's done to her, where she's strong. And like she said, I forgive you, but
like
this is not our kids.
It's not going to ruin my life.
No, but this is not for our kids to have to reap this forever either. And I love that she was able to like give that whole spiel to us too. Like there, those are very like important things for us to remember.
I'm so glad not only that they caught it on camera, but that they chose to include that.
Totally.
Because that conversation, aside from just the show, that conversation could impact people.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
In ways beyond probably what most of us can comprehend. I hate it for Clay though,
because she's such a sound person in his life, obviously. And he is not, but like, but that's how kids are. They crave the attention from what they're not getting. So even though his mom is, he probably, when he was younger, acted up the most with his mom because she was the most comfortable person to him, but always craved the dad. And as a mom, that's hard when you have a kid, when you do everything for your kid and they want someone else over you. You're like, what? But really deep down, they are just the most comfortable with you. I mean, not the trauma here, y'all. But you know what I'm saying? Like, it sucks as a parent. Like, well, dang, I'm always doing everything for you. But they crave attention from other places too. And they know you're their safe space. And that's the same thing with him. And it's so sad to watch how he basically self-sabotaged that situation. Now, that being said, I think it's great he did not marry her for the sake of marrying her, where he couldn't be all in. I think he knew all along, though. I really do. I know he said he was going to make the decision. I think he knew all along. He had some reservations.
So something that I caught the second time I watched back, he tried to tell her.
He did tell. No, he did tell her.
No, he mouthed no to her face.
Oh.
When they're standing on the altar.
Oh.
Before she says, I do, he wanted her to say no. He didn't want to be the person to do it. And there,
okay, I missed
that. I'll have to find, I'll find it again and I'll send you the clip. So the minister is speaking, right? And she looks up at him and he's smiling and he says, literally, yeah, I whispered that, but I was mouthing it to Wendy. But it's very, it's clear as day. Oh, I don't know how I missed it the first time. And he's shaking his head and he says, no, like mouths it to her. And she is lost in the sauce. You know, she just, she's getting married. She has tunnel vision. She's looking right at him when he says it.
Yeah. She probably just didn't realize.
She didn't realize. And you could see the defeat, like when he realized she didn't get it. And she says, yes, he tried. He tried to give her the heads up to be like, say no.
I thought you were saying, because he did tell her multiple times too. I mean, I don't think he's completely at fault. I think he tried to warn her in his own way. And so I will say, like, he did tell her multiple times, like, I don't know until the day of. Like,
I think he really wanted this, but I think he's just
I think he still does. I really do.
I do too. I think he really wanted it. I think he was genuine in coming into it. I don't think he was ready.
No, he wasn't
ready. And I think he knew he wasn't ready, even though he wanted it. So it's like a catch 22, right? You really want something, but you know it's not right for you or for the other person.
I would say with him, and we'll get to the other people later, I do not think he went on it and stayed in it for as long as he did just for the clout and the airtime, where some people do that. They go through with it because they want the airtime.
I think that might have been his initial, like...
Well, he said he didn't even watch the show. Didn't he say he never watched it before?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure he said he didn't watch it and didn't know what to expect and what to get out of it. But he was willing to try because he wants to be, he said, I want to be married. And I think it scares him when he's feeling the things. And that's what his mom was talking about.
Because he doesn't know how to process it.
He doesn't. And he, I think for the first time, experienced a lot of stuff. And I think deep down, I really do believe he wants to get married. He wants to commit. And he has said that. But I also think he knew, but I didn't know about the no part. So that is a little different, but he said, I'm going to make the game time decision. I think he knew. I do still wish he would have not gone to the altar if he was having any doubt. You cannot doubt and go to the altar. And I know for the show, we don't know again behind closed doors.
It is in their contracts though.
They came out and said it wasn't.
Oh, really?
Yep. It's not.
Interesting.
They do not have to. Who said that? Somebody on the cast. Maybe Jess. One of them came out and said it's not in their contract. Because that was a theory. Oh, it's not. They are allowed to say no up until whenever they want to.
Yep. Without paying.
Yep. They don't have to pay.
Mm-mm. Interesting.
Yep.
Okay.
Somebody asked that. I'm going to have to look and I'll send you that. But I do wish maybe that. Because the thing I like about her, she's so cute and bubbly and like in it. She's such a light spirit. You know what I'm saying? Like very, like she was giggly. She was giddy. And like when they were like doing their little thing, I was like, oh my God, they really are infatuated. And it was probably more on a lust level at that point. Y'all, we got to remember these people knew each other for what, 20 days? Like, let's be real. I have to remind myself of that because listen, as much as they're all in love, when they're acting all crazy, I'm like, girl, you knew him for 3 weeks. Shut up.
Yeah.
Like, don't be that.
So they're in the pods for 10 days. And then I believe on the beach, they're there for 10 days.
Okay.
And then they do 4 weeks, 28 days in the apartment.
Okay. So basically a month and a half.
But it's like a month. That's so fast.
It's so fast because it's not real life.
Right. But so I think, AD is messy. Just as a person,
you gotta tell me.
I think she gets involved where she doesn't need to get involved.
Okay.
I think she pokes and she prods and she gets in. And I'm not saying she
like what and maybe I just missed it. And
just lots of conversations through the show where she'll like interject. The way she handled the conversation with Sarah Ann at the pool party was kind of messy. Like it really didn't need to be like that. Like you didn't need to get all up in
crazy,
it. It didn't involve you.
Yeah.
It didn't need to happen the way it happened.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with it happening. I don't think she's like malicious in her messiness. I think she's just a little messy.
Sometimes producers will have you go ask somebody something
for sure.
Too.
We don't know.
Right. We know that they're like, hey, go ask so-and-so about X, Y, and Z. And then they'll get that. But no, I agree. Like we don't really know what the editing pieces look like, but.
So, and one thing that I, found out that I also like didn't really necessarily realize the first time I watched it through. Clay had a lot of concerns about money and they cut out a lot of their conversations around work and finances. And so the conversation like with his mom and his sister, when she met them,
it was weird, but you would reference back and think when they first were talking,
well,
we missed a lot of the thing.
She didn't work through the entire process.
Wasn't she new realtor anyway?
No, she wasn't. But she did not work. She didn't work at the club. She took all this time off. So she had no income during this time. And so Clay's point, and I guess a conversation that he had with his mom and his sister of concern is like, these 4 weeks that we're living together is supposed to be for how we see our married life.
Right. Okay.
I'm carrying on with my norm. I'm going to work. I'm doing my jobs. Like I'm running my businesses and she's just not working and her finances are confusing to me. How can she pay her bills and not work? Like she doesn't have a career.
Was she a new realtor? Am I making this up?
She had just gotten her real estate license. All right, but she was working as a bottle girl at a club.
Yeah.
Like,
maybe she has an OnlyFans.
Maybe. But he's like, so there was apparently lots of conversation around that. Like, this is the time where we're supposed to be kind of going back to our normal so that we can see what our dynamics are.
And money is, let's be honest, we know this, is the biggest part of a relationship when it comes to the
And he's like he wanted a woman who had a career, who could carry her own. Like, he wants to be successful and provide, but it was just, it really threw him off. And he was not confident in,
like, I totally give him that. Yeah.
So not obviously, like, I think there's many pieces, but that's one piece of it that they really didn't highlight that much on the show. Mm-hmm. And I wish they would have gone more into that, because that was weird. Everybody went back to their normal lives and was working their jobs, and she's just not. Yeah. So yeah, when your fiance is out all day at work and
resentment would set in for anybody. For sure. Anybody.
Of course you're going to be annoyed and you're going to pick fights and be, because you're not doing anything.
Right.
And he is doing his normal day to day, his work, and going about his normal routines.
No, that's a good point. Yeah.
So I felt annoyed with her about that. But anyways, I like AD a lot. Part of me still kind of like holds out a little hope that they'll find a way back together.
Me too.
But I don't think.
But I keep seeing all the little teasers and they were together.
She's got an ego on her, and I don't think that she can get over the hurt.
But they were just together. No, it might be because the reunion, you know, it kind of brings everybody back into their feels, because they just had a video of them. And
I hope somebody posted it. I think they were a great match.
Yeah, somebody posted it and was like, oh, I guess AD got over it and they're back together. And it was them together dancing. So
I hope.
Honestly, same. I think we forget sometimes that this was a year ago. Like, it was a long time ago. It's so crazy that a whole year passes, like, in their product. It's very strange how they do that. I don't love that.
Yeah.
But I agree. I think they were a great match. I think they were compatible. I think she was willing to pour into him what he needed from what it looked like. The job thing, you're absolutely right. Like, you gotta work. I would be annoyed with that too. But outside of that, once she gets that figured out, if she can get that piece figured out, because I was also tripping. People were like, what's he doing in the middle of the night at an Airbnb? I was like,
but he runs Airbnbs. I mean, that's what he has. He has Airbnbs. And I'm sorry. I also get it. If you're working around, if you're working your normal job and then you're going and doing your, like, whatever your, you know, the businesses that he owns, and those are 2 hours away or whatever, I don't necessarily think I would be wanting to come home either. I would probably spend the night. I don't know. It didn't strike me as odd. He's also been a bachelor who's been able to do whatever he wants. Like, yes, you can't just do whatever you want when you have a partner at home, but I think there's a happy medium in there, and that they just never found it.
No. And the thing is like, again, with social media, you get people, they're like, nope, it was from here to here. It was 15 minutes apparently from one of the spots that he was at. So when I see that kind of stuff, I'm like, what are you doing? But anyway, we could go forever on social media comparing freaking notes. I'm with you. I hope that they can rekindle and figure it out, because for his sake too, and for their mother's sake, I feel like they were very compatible from, like, in-law perspective. They had everything.
I was not a huge Clay fan in the beginning.
Me either. And he grew on me,
he grew on me as it went on, because you could see that even if he wasn't really serious about it in the beginning,
he got serious. Jinx.
And he was really invested. And I think
he really tried to get there. Yes, I really believe that.
I do too. And I think once we got more insight into who he is and how he got to be the way he is and what his reservations were,
it made more sense, and it was justifiable in some of the stuff. I agree.
Okay, the most boring couple of the whole show, Johnny and I can't even remember her name. Anna? Amy.
Okay, so hot take. I love them, and I did not. I thought he was so annoying. I was like, you are too much. You get on my nerves.
He's a golden retriever.
So extra. Drove me crazy. Uh-huh. I also thought he was gay. And then, I mean, I did. I was like, oh my God. And listen, I love gay guys. Like, my gator all go off, and I'm instantly a magnetic for you. Like, we are besties. And I was getting those vibes. That being said, I genuinely love them. I think they are perfect. I think they're going to be one of those couples that last. I think they are going, I really believe that they found their person.
Agreed. The scenes with the families at the wedding, when they're crying and hugging, and he's like, I have another daughter, and hugs his sister. I was like, oh my God, I love this.
Me too.
So much. I do agree. Listen, were they great TV? No. But I liked being able to see them, and I do.
They're like Cameron and Lauren from the first season. They are they're the real deal.
But they're the real deal. I think that they'll make it. Of course, the whole birth control saga really irritated the shit out of me. Yeah. Like, use a fucking condom, you dumb
ding
wit.
Dong.
But Whatever. I'm fine with them.
No, I love them.
I'm happy for them. I love that, you know, whatever.
I love them for the love aspect, not for the TV, because yes. It wasn't.
Agreed.
Hopping. Okay.
Okay. So, Jimmy and Chelsea.
Oh my God. I just don't. When he told her she was needy and she had to come apart, and then the only thing that I could see, my girl had more TV time whining about everything.
Everything.
I was exhausted.
The whining.
I can't.
The crying.
Oh my God. She's so freaking needy. And I wanted to pull my hair out.
It's crazy.
And how he could have even, oh my God.
When he broke up with her and then she talked him back into the relationship, I was like, what kind of voodoo witchcraft is happening here?
This when she broke with him, 86, telling him to leave, and then he was going to leave, and she got mad. Run.
Here's the thing: when she outed his friend, something he told her off camera in confidence to protect his friend's privacy, she knew exactly what she was doing,
and of course they were going to air that.
It was terrible, and if I was the friend, I'd never forgive her for that.
Nope, I would never be her friend. I'd be like, I don't like you. I have no use for you. I can't trust you. And you knew what you were doing. You knew the line you crossed to do whatever you were trying. It shows that she'll hit below the belt, and she cannot be trusted, not even with him. And I would be, if I were him, I'd be wary of what I told her, because look what she did. Also, how hilarious when they showed her running in her high heels and wobbling, and then his face, and he was dead in the eyes. He was just dead smiling. Why is he like a worm?
Wait.
And a thumb. And a big toe.
Yeah, I said, well, I was calling him a thumb with a face for a while, and then someone else called him a sweet potato with hair, and I was like, that, why is it all true?
I don't know, but a worm. You look like a worm.
Let me tell you, he would hatfish me in a skinny minute, because he was so cute with a hat on. Mm-hmm. I was like, hell yeah.
I know.
And then he took it off, and I was like, nope, there it goes.
See, I don't fall for that anymore. I love a man in a hat. You ain't hatfishing this chick, because I know what's on it. You better take it off before I even say if you're cute or not.
Yeah, I was hatfished for sure.
I am so Jimmy neutral on this. Because I don't not like him, but I don't like him. Do you know what I'm saying? I am very, my needle doesn't move much other than, he's a little cringe. I think he realized it was not Megan Fox. When I rewatched their scenes, I loved watching his scene with Chelsea and Jess. They were my favorite to rewatch, because you start to kind of piece together things, and then you go to these people's social medias and then you see these things. And Jimmy is one of those people that was waiting for his shining moment sometime, you know, somewhere along the way, and got it on the show. Had two girls after him, Megan Fox and Jess, you know. And like you said, she had a kid. He was just like, meow. It was like it just kind of the fizzle.
Loved in the pods where she goes, you know, MGK's girlfriend or wife, please, bitch, you knew exactly who you were trying to say. And he's like, thinking, Megan Fox. He's like, Are you Megan Fox? And I was like, it's done. This is who he's picking.
He got instant boner. He was so excited. And also her playing all coy. If somebody tells you, you look like Megan Fox, you already did the research. You already know who she belongs to in a marriage.
I'm going to know her birthday, her favorite color. I'm going to be like, hell yeah, I look like Megan Fox. I know every detail.
And also she upgraded her whole face for the reunion. So I'm interested to see how this, she did. Don't act like she didn't. She did.
Well, I hope she got some Botox down here to
Jay Leno.
Get rid of her upside down smile.
Okay, when she was, they did her dirty. They kept putting her on camera eating. Ma'am, stop. I'm sorry. Y'all listen.
All I know is that she had to be such a terror for producers too, because they fucking hated her. You could tell in the way they edited the show, the scenes they chose to use of her.
She gave them a lot of whiny content.
She was a pain in the ass nightmare.
You didn't kiss me today. I was like, she's not serious.
How good was it, though, when she T-Rex ran to him coming out during the introduction, and then they're hugging, and he looks dead into the camera.
He looks dead in the eyes. That's the part I was talking about. When she did that, and he looks over, and they pan to that man, y'all.
Breaks the fourth wall, looks at the camera like, are you fucking shitting me?
He's like, did you say Megan Fox? Megan Foe? Not Megan Foe, because that is not Megan. That's Megan Fox's.
Did you see the name of the episode?
Yes.
They literally named the episode, yes. She Lied to Me. And when she asks him what he finds attractive about her, and he says, her teeth, I about lost it.
Sir?
I about lost it.
That's what I'm saying. I can't. I need something to push me. The reunion will do it for me. My needle doesn't move much on him. I'll go here. I'll go there. I'll go here. It teeters. I'm very neutral. But I know this reunion is going to show me everything I need to see about old Jimmy Neutral. Because it's going to push me.
I could even show you the text message we have in our group thread. Post pods, I was like, he is the worst of the worst. I fucking hate Jimmy. Whatever. I actually really like Jimmy. You I do. Respect Jimmy. I think that, like, he really gave it the old college try.
Oh, my God. He gave it the old 46 times. Because she kept telling him to leave. If you tell a man to, listen, I'm going to tell anybody listening right now that's single. If you tell me to leave, or, you know, you tell your man to leave, leave. And then stop being mad when they do it. We've all done that on both sides of it. You tell me to leave or you tell me to go do something and I go do it and you're mad at me. And then when he said, you're taking off your eyelashes, do you do that every night?
I was like,
he's
a dumbass, but he was also 27. But
he was trying so hard to integrate into her life. He was trying to learn. He's like, oh, you take your lashes off every night. And then she's like, you didn't tell me I'm pretty. You need to leave. You need to leave. What?
I love the whiplash? Like, you haven't kissed me all day.
And he's like, I literally kissed you this morning. Like, what?
Robbie and I looked at each other and I was like, you haven't kissed me today. Like,
that's what I'm saying. She's exhausting and he does need to run. And apparently they're back together because they were in Florida together and I'm like, y'all. But I am wondering if it's because the reunion that they filmed, a couple weeks ago, you know how it brings you back together. Sure. You rekindle that old flame. You got the match. You're like, let's strike it up.
He did say in an interview that since the show has aired, they have really leaned on each other and he's felt compelled to be a support system for her because he was like, I got some shit. He was like, but
she got a lot,
but she's really going through it. And I think, you know, regardless of whether or not he, you know, loved her, I think the way that he wanted to fall in love, I think he really did genuinely care about her and wanted to make it work. And I think even if they aren't together, just being there for her as a friend, a support. Sure. So
he posted on his social media that he was saying that, like,
I'm not sold that they're back together, but I do think that they're probably very close friends at least.
Well, they were engaged. So, you know, after a month, well, he did post, he was like, this is still my girl. We obviously know
he
can
stay friends with people that he fucks. So
ask Fagan, ask Fagan Foe. He had posted that, like, she obviously had gone through it and said the same sentiment and was just like, you know, y'all need to be easy on my girl, like, whatever, however he said it, which I thought was sweet. But at the same time,
no,
but also
she's the worst.
But also she is the worst. And I hate saying that because, you know, she's a real person. I get it. She's not Megan Fox. She is a real person.
She is a real person. And I hope she watched this show and she said self-reflected.
Oh, she did.
Self-reflected and took ownership of her bad behavior.
She said that.
And is in therapy.
Well, she said that she watched it and she said that it was hard and that it wasn't fun to watch.
I'm sure it
wasn't. And I'm sure it wasn't because the whining, the temper tantrums, the exhaustion that we all felt, was too much, but it made for great TV.
It did. Okay. And the last couple, which I've got a real hot take, Jerami and,
this man has too many damn vowels in his name and his parents should be ashamed. Yeah. Why do they put all them vowels in his name?
Jerami. And why can't I think of her name?
Hold on. Laura / Sarah Ann.
Laura. Okay. Here's the thing. Here's my hot take.
Oh, okay. I have a hot take too then.
Laura, not a huge fan. I think that she is a lot. You could tell even her family.
See, I think she's like, messy. What you described AD is how I view Laura, but I actually like her.
She's messy, but I think she's kind of malicious about her messy.
Yeah.
But like the thing that she, because I really liked her in the pods. I stopped liking her when
they went to the bar.
When Chelsea came back from her pod date right after Jimmy told her he loved her, and
she tells
Jess that's not your man, but doesn't tell Jess. there's no, this is a grown ass woman telling you, tell me what happened. Tell me what you know.
Was it something he said or someone else said? Yeah, you won't do it.
And you're refusing to do it. Why? So you can hold power over her. This is a grown woman asking you to tell her. They're friends outside of the show.
Yeah.
They were friends before they went into the pods outside of the show. This is
interesting.
This is your real life friend that you're not giving her this information. Why? I didn't like it.
Yeah.
It did not feel good. It did not feel like, and I'm not women supporting women.
Yeah.
But she's not a girl's girl. I can tell you that right now.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you're going to tell Jess to do essentially what Sarah Ann did to you.
Okay. So
messy.
It is, but okay. This is the thing. Cause I've had this conversation a couple of times. So I don't not like Laura. I like Laura, but I like her at face value. I think she's messy. I think she's entertaining. I think she's that
girl. I like her
girl.
For TV. I wouldn't trust her.
Yeah, exactly.
In my personal
life.
Well,
that's exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, she would for not face be somebody value.
I'd kick it with.
No. Face value, I think she would probably be the fun time friend. You don't trust her. You don't tell her big things in your life. You don't tell her moves you're making behind closed doors because she's not going to have your back. She's going to probably try to undermine those. Like, she's that person.
She would not be the friend that would celebrate the good things happening
to you. Nope, she's going to.
She'd be jealous.
She'd be an idea stealer and she'd probably try to do it and try to like pull a fast one, whatever.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like in that situation that you're talking about, when she came back and was like, that's not your man, whatever. And she's like, just tell me, like, it was something he said. Teetering that information and trying to, like you said, toy with someone's emotions when you know it's going to break them. It's wrong for a lot of reasons. It's wrong because Jess was one of those people I kept going back and forth on. I couldn't fully figure her out. And I know that she's like the most popular one. She's beautiful, obviously. I think she was leaning into her looks and she, I think, was more heartbroken. She didn't win, quote, this challenge, basically, with the love triangle. I think she wanted to win. And I think Laura knew that about her. I think Laura knew that this is my time to be the upper hand in this friendship, the upper hand in our relationship. So she had something on Jess, probably never had nothing on Jess before. When they go to a bar, they ain't knocking Laura's door down. They're knocking Jess's. So I think it was her way to have this little upper tidbit.
Hand. And that's how it felt to me.
It's same. And it was like, she knew that like this competition pridefully was like Jess wanted to win it. You could tell.
See, I feel opposite. I don't feel like Jess wanted to win a competition. I felt like Chelsea did. I felt like Chelsea, because here's the thing.
I think she did
look
too.
Look at Chelsea's friend group.
Oh, for sure.
I'm just saying, Chelsea's the type that's going to surround herself with people that put her as queen bee.
Totally.
And
I agree
with
that.
She knew what Jess looked like.
Mm-hmm.
She ain't never won a man over somebody that looked like Jess. I'm not saying she's ugly.
No.
She's not ugly. She's beautiful. But I'm just saying Jess is a Megan Fox. They're exceptional beauties. Once in a lifetime lookers. Okay. Yep. That was Chelsea's opportunity, which is the only reason she brought up the looks conversation and brought up the Megan Fox thing because she knew it could seal the deal. So I think for Chelsea, it was more of a competition.
I think
it
for
was.
Both of them, it was. But like I and said, maybe. I think from Jess has always relied on her looks. It was obviously not her personality. And listen, I'm not saying it's the daughter thing either. Like, we don't know. Rewatching it back, I shifted a little bit on Jess because Jess came off as very arrogant and like, almost
like, I want to be treated like a queen. I am a princess.
Her comments. And then I started reading, listen, and not that we can read everything on the internet, but we do, you and I, like we sift through and we share with each other, whatever. And it was like, she had these calculated one-liners because that was what was going to go viral.
Here, thank God you brought that up. Finish your thought because it brings me to my sentiment about Laura.
Okay. So I feel like she was very calculated. The EpiPen thing was hilarious. Like, it is funny. But really taken out of context, that's a real shit thing to say about your, like, that you feeling real good about yourself to say that. And listen, she is beautiful.
Yeah.
But to say that to somebody and insinuate what you were saying, honey, we're picking up what you're putting down. Yeah. Love isn't blind on your side of the pods. And we got you. Do you know, what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Got it. And it was like rewatching it back.
It was shady as shit.
It was. Yeah. And she made a lot of comments that were very self-righteous. And you can tell she's always been the it girl.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think the quote competition for her. I think they both were in competition. And I agree with what you said about Chelsea. That was her time to win over on someone like that. But I think Jess has never been told, no, you're not the one. And in her mind,
especially to, she's never lost to a Chelsea.
Thank you.
Yes.
And so I think for her, that was harder to, digest. Blow. Yeah. It was harder to digest that than Jimmy on the other side of the wall. His voice ain't that hot. Like, I'm sorry. It's not. Do you know what I'm saying though? Yeah. Like truly, I think it was more of like the ego blow of like, I'm not going to win this. But I think it was shitty what Laura did to her and knew that that was going to crush her. It was almost like she held that.
Yeah.
But like I said, Laura, you can tell, like you said, you made a great point. And her family life, they know she's a hot mess. And they said she's
they
a lot.
They were talking Jeremy out of it. They're like, totally. Are you sure?
Do you
are
know you her? Sure?
Do
you
this
know-
is your warning. Okay. So,
so what?
The zingers.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So everybody is like, oh, Laura hit him with the 1-2, the kick rocks without shoes.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, first of all.
We all say kick rocks.
We all say kick rocks, like, and I, sure, at face value, to take it a step for kick rocks with open-toed shoes, sure. Okay, however, this bitch had that on reserve and had rehearsed it because I didn't catch it the first time, but I caught it the second time. She said it to the girls when they were all talking beforehand that she's going to tell him to kick rocks with open-toed shoes.
Get out of here.
So then when she...
You cannot rehearse a roast.
It's like, right. It's like she threw it out there to like, you know...
She was in her mirror in her room and she was like, and you're going to kick... Yeah. No, that's not...
She worked...
And you're going to kick rock, licking her lip. Put on your lipstick. Do it again.
Yeah.
She worked
real hard to come up with that.
Stop.
So, and literally, the first time she said it, I was like, that's kind of cringe.
Silly goose.
But like, okay, silly goose. It was a silly goose moment. But then when I watched it the second time and I heard her say it to the girls first, I said, ew, I have such ick for you, you loser. She said it to the girls. And then when she said it to him again, I was like, this is, you mm-hmm. should be embarrassed. Mm-mm. And I think the majority of people that watched it one time through also didn't catch when she said it the first time to the girls because they would not be praising it like, oh, good one. I'm like, that's you are thing. Such a loser.
No, when you're roasting somebody, what makes it funny is when it's not calculated. It is like off the cusp. That's funny when you're like hitting them back with that. That is genuine, like good. That's when you know. That's when they've tapped in. And that, I feel the same way about the EpiPen thing. That's funny. But you can tell, like, people have these things that they say. I have phrases that I say. You have phrases.
Sure.
But it's like in the moment. Is that really where you're going to in a pod? Like, when Jess you're is, saying
Jess
that.
Jess felt like she, you know, like she had thought of it, but not that she had straight up rehearsed it.
But that's
it.
Not like a.
Laura went to an open mic, used it, and then went
but
and
I'm
delivered
saying,
it.
And somebody in the pod, like, it's Love is Blind is the whole premise of the show. And you're going to solely base your letdown on choking.
But
I mean, I might say it. I ain't gonna lie. I might
but
say
her
it.
Whole, but her whole life, you know,
and listen,
she's had to fight on her looks, whether it was
and I do hate
or not.
Her life, and we did talk about this last week, was heartbreaking. Like, she has been through
absolutely.
So much, and I commend her, honest to God, for being able to get where she's at with the odds against her. I mean, she really has had a hard life, and she is a beautiful person, and it seems like she really does love and adore her daughter, and I am not taken away from that. But yes, pretty privilege is a thing. Yeah. And there are certain girls that rely on it. And I think that that shook her because from a pride perspective, you didn't get picked.
Yeah.
And it ended there for you. And I don't think that was in the cards for her. I think things happen probably easier on that front when you have these opportunities.
Yeah.
And listen, producers probably didn't think that either. They were probably very shocked too.
Probably.
Honestly.
I think that in interviews since the show, I definitely think she is a girl's girl, but there are definitely both things can be true.
Yeah,
I think
for
she
sure.
can be a girl's girl, and these things can also be. She's insecure about personality because she has been so valued for her appearances her whole life.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's, anyways, Laura, we agree. She's messy and
she is good, messy.
Whatever. Jerami. Mm-hmm. Drop dead Jerami.
When I tell you that I hate this man.
Yeah.
Solely based on his alphabet of a name. But A, you're going on a TV show and you're, what, what did you, who are you pulling the sheep over the eyes or whatever the saying is? What are you going to get away with? And also, I shared my location with you and we sat in the car and talked.
Oh, he thought lies, he was doing something real honey, slick.
The lies that just float off the tongue. I'm like, stop. And he, didn't she say, I called it. I said he was going to play into this whole like nerdy vibe. She's like, it's bull. It's so true. He played this little coy, like the nerd, the good guy.
Yeah.
Turns out to be such a little nasty snake in the ground. He ain't never had two women after him. And Sarah Ann, again, also was very neutral on her for a minute. But I think they're together. And
no, they're definitely together.
At the yeah, because they were loved all up on each other at the reunion. And I was like,
she's been storying from his house.
I know. She's teasing. You sent me. I saw the one you sent me today. It's like, either, I mean, I don't know. I'm assuming they're together. Yes. But like, also I could see her baiting just to do that, just to be that girl to get the talent. Look how it's worked out in the past for these people. They're not stupid. Not one person on this show is stupid because they end up doing business. They don't need to do none of their crap that they did. You know what? AD ain't even got to do real estate or be a bottle girl. No, she's like, I get my own.
She'll be an influencer.
Right. But he is so... He's so disgusting because he's given himself too much credit, first and foremost.
You know? I loved his mom. First of all, he tells his mom a bold-faced lie at the dog park about the situation, what actually happened.
Oh, yes.
And his
mom... It didn't add up. Yeah. She was like, you were out till 5 a.m. Like,
yeah, you should be glad it wasn't me.
Right. Right. She's like, you were gone till 5 a.m. talking in someone's car? No, you weren't.
Yo, you didn't even tell your mom the whole story and she's telling you you're fucked.
Right.
Like, come on.
And what did he expect? Like, did he really think that he wasn't going to get caught? Did he really think that Laura was going to be like, okay.
I think he really genuinely thought she was sleeping and not tracking his shit. And I thought
we knew each other for 3 weeks. I'm tracking you.
He was being real slick and forgot about that damn Apple Watch.
He was being real
slick.
It'll
get you every time.
Every time.
Also, my thoughts. So at the like pool beach party get together thing they had. So when Sarah Ann and Jeremy go off on the dock and they're sitting and talking, that conversation did not feel like people that had just reconnected for the first time. That conversation, watch it back.
Okay.
It was a girlfriend talking to a boyfriend. You cannot tell me that they had not been in contact more than just that building one time.
On, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was.
Like the comfortability and everything.
It felt intimate. In a way that like only like a couple
would
speak to one another like the
like deeper feelings rooted beyond just like the
like her venting that was not venting to that was like a girl venting to her boyfriend. It was I'm telling you, it felt real weird and I was like
It was shady from the beginning. I mean,
she said it in the pods. She told Laura in the pods before they even left, I'll have my moment.
Oh yeah. I mean, listen, she is every TV stream because of exactly what she's doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Teetering. This is the same thing that they did.
Yeah, she's eating it up. She's loving being the villain. Love.
Remember, was it last season or the season before last? Which one was the one? Wasn't it, what's her face, in the apartment of her dude? I cannot think of it. Oh, my God. It wasn't deep tea.
Oh.
Who was it? And she did the same thing.
With the oranges.
She teetered it. And you were like, oh my God, are they? She knows what she's doing. I know. But you know, it's happened. And it works out well because it creates this like drive for people. She knows what she's doing. She's toying with everybody, just teasing just enough in the apartment, letting you wonder like, oh, what's it going to be? Mm-hmm. Yes. Huge viewings are going to happen on Wednesday at 9 p.m., which is bull crap because like what? I'm tired. It's stupid. I'm like, I'm going to stay awake and watch it. But they realized last year we're not going to be doing the live thing because Vanessa can't make a joke in the moment to save nothing, sis. So real quick, Trevor. Oh, yes. So I would have pegged, if love wasn't blind in the pods, I think Jess would have gone after a Trevor type of guy. I could have seen them attraction wise to have hit it off or at least had conversation to build around based on their physique, like their look. She seems like she'd go for that type of dude. She'd go
for a meathead? I don't think so. No. I feel like they were matched physically. I think Chelsea in real life, and she even said it, I think, at the beach party when she met him. Oh,
that she would have gone.
Yeah, I think physically, because somebody bigger is going to make her feel smaller and, again, cater to those insecurities. And I think, so that would be her inclination, is to go for, like, the big, muscly meathead. And I think Jess, because she's petite, mm-hmm. I think she's going to go for the preppy guy.
Oh my God. I do not get preppy vibes from her at all.
Yeah, I get preppy.
But was Trevor the one that had the girl at home, the girlfriend? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. I couldn't remember. That's what I'm saying. When I was watching it back, I was like, wait,
who did? It'll be really interesting to see.
Because they're going
to
talk about it, right?
This is the first reunion where they're bringing back people that
from the past seasons,
That didn't make it out of the pods.
Oh, right. Yeah.
They've never brought people back that didn't make it out of the
pods.
They've
had to tweak the reunions because they've been a hot mess in the past.
And boring as shit.
Boring. And I think they've realized that. And then that whole live debacle, was that last year that you came over to watch it? And it was horrible.
It was.
Or the year before last.
It was last year, but it was two seasons ago.
That's right. That was so
terrible,
much of a disaster that we need some spice. And I feel like they're going to bring it this season. And I am so proud of North Carolina. They better have Petey Pablo bring in the entrance, North Carolina, because they raised up. And it was a great season. It full-fledged gave us every aspect of like genuine couples, of hot mess people.
Yeah.
And I cannot wait for them to dig in on the Trevor thing. Because let me tell you something. I think I changed my take on this. Or maybe I did say it last. I think I might have said it. Homegirl's trying to like bring out all these receipts of letting him go. And now she's mad about it. Honey, you let your man go. And the longer that I've festered on it, the more and the more she was trying. I'm like, no, it isn't doing. It's not giving what you're trying for it to. You need to stop because you also co-signed to this and you're getting what you deserve. You were put in a situation that your man was able to step out and fall in love or do whatever. Right. And now you're mad. Get out of here. I also want to know, what was their motive? Why did she let him do this? What was she trying to do? Get some free PR boxes? You want some Liquid IV? Yeah. Use code FAMOUS.
And then get her 15 minutes. I agree. Stupid.
I want to know.
I do agree with you. There was something else I was going to say. Damn it. What was it? Oh,
Matthew,
I
just find that left. It
interesting. Oh, God, no.
Red flag.
But this is the season that we had the most engaged couples come out of it and the least amount of weddings.
Right. Wasn't this the least amount of weddings ever?
Yeah.
One.
Yeah. Crazy.
I asked someone that today. I was like, wasn't this the lowest?
Technically two weddings, but.
Well, like actual. One marriage. Well, that's what, okay. Yeah. The marriage. Because I was like, man. But I think in the past, they were really encouraged to go through with everything. It's a recession. They're like, listen, if you ain't feeling it, we ain't paying for this wedding. not the recession hit Netflix and the Love is Blind, but no, that is interesting. The most drama, the most, also the viewings, you know, people are like, oh, it's the most viewed. As this franchise grows, it's going to be like that. But that's also why it shifts. And it feels like a production needs to do their job. They didn't do nothing this last season. They just let anybody and everybody in. Obviously they had girlfriends and shit. Like, what are you doing? I'm gonna need you to do the bare minimum. Make sure they're in a relationship.
At least pop on Facebook and research. See. Yeah.
Pop on Facebook. Are they in a relationship? Did they have a recent Facebook picture profile change? Cool. Let's go on.
Right.
What are you doing? You didn't do anything, but, man, I lost my train of thought of that.
It was this season was what the franchise needed to keep it alive.
Yeah.
Because it came out strong and then it's been progressively getting worse. And
there's drama. Been pockets of moments in the past that we've needed, but never to where we've had a full season of chaos and drama the whole time.
Right.
But that also, I think, partly is because social media now is bringing all these elements. Had we not known about all this background noise, it wouldn't have been what it is now.
Well, and the next season is in Minneapolis.
Oh, it was Minneapolis. And
the drama's already starting. A girl just went viral having a fucking panic attack on TikTok because her abusive ex is one of the guys on the show. She just found out and this, that, and the other thing. And she's like, I can't say his name, but people need to know who he is. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, man.
Oh, the drama's starting already.
Yeah, I believe it. Well, TBD, if y'all have any thoughts, definitely use our
comments. This is going to be like an over hour and a half, almost 2 hour episode.
We'll split it in two pieces. We'll do a two drop. We should do, today's Monday. I was going to say we'll do a Monday and a Tuesday drop for Wednesdays. Oh, do Tuesday, Wednesday, and then the reunion will be that night. Perfect. Yeah. We planned it like that. Y'all welcome. But don't mean it, bye.
Y'all welcome. Okay, guys. Love you, mean it.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Basically Famous, available on YouTube and anywhere you can listen to podcasts. We'd love for you to subscribe, rate us 5 stars, and leave us some words of affirmation. And don't forget to call or text the hotline at 919-867-6776 for your chance to be basically famous.
XOXO.